You know what to do? Go ahead.
I am the host, and I'm con to Cecilia's Pro 2, Jennifer's Pro 1, and Cynthia is con 1. And we are doing an argument about canceling, no, Les McDonald's.
Hi, my name is Jennifer, and I'm Pro 1. My argument is that Les McDonald's is better because less people aren't going to be overweighted. My evidence is that in the news, they talk about people being overweighted because of fast foods, especially McDonald's. My second argument is that people get chest pains and other kinds of illness because they eat too much McDonald's. My second evidence is that people in the internet wrote comments like when they once ate McDonald's and they got pains. In the internet, there are a lot of comments about pains because of McDonald's. A young lady at the age of 24 ate McDonald's once, and when she got home, she got pains. Those are my arguments and evidence.
I'm Kimberly, and I am con 2, and I think they shouldn't change anything because if you have their, if people have their limits to what they eat, they know what's going on to happen if they eat a lot of McDonald's. And if people start to eat less McDonald's, the McDonald's won't turn out because of people are not buying and they are not getting money to pay bills. And there will be less overweight people and less sickness.
Hi, I'm Cecilia. I am Pro 2. My first argument is against Con 1. McDonald's is bad. It makes you have illnesses. Like, for example, you get diabetes. Or get obese. Yeah, I know kids and adults like McDonald's, but you should have their own limits. All the time you see adults and kids, after 2 or 3 hours, they lose their energy because they eat a lot. My second argument is that I know McDonald's is cheaper, but you can still cook, and it's way more cheaper than McDonald's, and it makes you healthier. It is way better to take 30 or to make to 1 hour cooking it, but it's still unhealthy. Yeah, that's my evidence.
Oh, hi, my name is Cynthia. I'm con 1, and I'm arguing against Cecilia. My first argument is that kids like McDonald's, especially hamburgers, so they will start to suffer if they don't go to McDonald's. My evidence is that you can see people and kids eating McDonald's every day before going to school, and my evidence is that a person who has interviewed them said that 99% of the kids love McDonald's. And my second argument is that going to McDonald's is cheaper, and my evidence is that you can buy hamburgers that cost $1 and sodas that cost less than $2. And it's cheaper than going to the store.
Thank you for listening to our arguments, and
this is the end.
Goodbye.
Okay, good. Thank you.